Okay, here we go. I've spent about a week working on this fourth article, and I think it's in pretty good shape. So this would be the fourth video in the Taiwan Perspective series. Now, a few comments about the images. There's a discussion of the lead up to the war. And, you know, I mean, it's just because all these people, whenever you talk about war, they always get all upset, you know. So I went into a discussion of the, you know, build up to the war to sort of calm these people down, let them know there are actually some causes for all of this. But then we get into the main part of the what I want to talk about. The U.S. military occupation of Tampico, Mexico, and then California Territory. So, I have a file here in the images subdirectory called imagenotes.txt. And what I'm thinking is, you always do a good job of raising those flags over the occupied territory. And I think what we'll want to use here is the 28-star flag. Back at that point in time, 1846, 1847, back there. Okay, then inside the, you know, the body of the essay, I discussed Tampico, Mexico. So I was hoping you could do a similar treatment for Tampico, Mexico, as you did for Castine, Maine. I thought, you know, that was really very exciting. You had all the graphics of the port city there, and all of that. It was really, really interesting. So I was hoping, you know, you could do something similar for Tampico, Mexico, which a very important situation during the Mexican-American War. And then, as I recall, further on in the text. Down further, there's one place where it talks about SFPT Article 4B. And in, I think it was the previous video, I think it was number 3 or something, you had the San Francisco Peace Treaty, you had the text, and then you came down to Article 2 and you said, you know, here, Japan renounced, you know, all this, and then Taiwan was not, or the Republic of China was not the recipient of the cession. And then you had that Article 2B, you had it, you know, outlined in yellow. So I thought you could do a similar thing for this SFPT 4B as part of your background image to do that kind of effect. I thought would be good. And then at the end, a talk about the Taiwan map. So what I was hoping to do is have some kind of outline map of Taiwan at the end. And I have an example of an outline map for Taiwan. It's a GIF file, but it's not, comparing that to actually a Google map of Taiwan, it's not exactly, I think the outline is not exactly accurate. It's not 100% accurate, so it's hard to see. And when we, you know, get done with this video and release it, it's very possible people will be taking a magnifying glass and looking at what I'm trying to say because of what I'm proposing here. So we need a really good outline map of Taiwan that's very accurate with all the contours of the coastline. So maybe you can find something like that. It doesn't have to have all the city names or county names or all that, but... So anyway, at the end there, first, my idea was we'd have the outline map and it'd have, you know, Republic of China, and then it'd have the Republic of China flag being flown over there. And then the background would be sort of a light blue on the Taiwan. The inside of the Taiwan island would be just have the outline map in sort of a light blue color. You know, and of course, if you have any offshore islands there that are part of Taiwan, that would be the same. And then that would be slowly, that blue area, which covers the whole part of Taiwan, that would be slowly reduced. And that would be, the whole blue would be brought up to the upper right-hand corner. And it would just be there. It would just be in the upper right-hand corner, which on the maps is the area around Gongliao. And in case you look at a map, and I did give you a map for reference called ROC-corner.jpg. Sort of look at that. It will be that area there with the ROC flag flying. And then for the rest of Taiwan, you would have the U.S. flag first come up, the 50 stars, and then under that, you'd have this new Taiwan flag. You know, again, the U.S. 50 stars flag would be highest, would be the highest flagpole on this whole outline map of Taiwan. And then lower than that, you would have a second flagpole where this so-called, you know, new flag for Taiwan would be flying. And then up there in the right-hand corner, you know, you have the ROC flag flying over this portion. So, see, what we're doing is we're giving the ROC, since it's a government in exile, we're giving them a portion of land and say, okay, you go over there and you keep your original constitution, but the Taiwanese people don't have to be affected by that. I mean, why are we being affected by your problems? So the Taiwanese people are here and they have a new constitution. They have the right to have a new constitution. So that's how we'd separate this up. See, so that's basically my idea for what's going on there. And any further questions, we can sort of discuss those. And as in the outline map there where I have the labels, yes, you would have labels on there. You would have on the side there, you'd have the lettering. You'd say, you know, Taiwan territory and then New Taiwan Constitution. No, Taiwan territory, the letters should be bigger. You know, I didn't make them very big. And then, you know, ROC government in exile in the upper right-hand corner would be lettering next to that. And then it would be ROC Constitution. So that would be like that. So that's my general idea. Okay, thank you.